Welcome to the Perspectives on Healthcare podcast, where members of the medical community from different roles, venues, and locations share their unique perspectives on quality healthcare, its future, and how to improve it. Now, from the Your Keynote Speaker studio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here is your host, Rob Oliver.
Welcome and thank you for being with me today. I have with me today Debbie Carlin Boyle. She is a health and nutrition coach, as well as a personal trainer and fitness instructor. She is based out of Calabasas, and she is a member of the baby boomer generation. Hey, Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here today. I really feel honored. Thank you.
I am looking forward to hearing your perspective on healthcare. So tell me a little bit about yourself and your role in healthcare, please.
Okay, so I'm a baby boomer. So my background is I'm a Southern California girl, born and raised, but I was born in the 50s because I'm approaching my mid-60s right now. So I was the product of the beginning of fast food. And I'm also a child of four siblings. So my parents, my mother, had her hands full, let's say. And so the fast food thing became her best friend. And I grew up, as I want to say, as a processed kid. And from a very early age, I could see that food and lifestyle were playing a part in making the people I love around me ill. My father was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma when I was only 5 years old, and I saw him going downhill without any lifestyle changes. So he was smoking, he was drinking, he was overeating, he was not exercising, and so and he had a very high-powered job, so he was probably overworked, stressed, not sleeping well. And even though I was too young, he lived another 15 years, but very poor quality during that time. I started to also see his sister get breast cancer, his parents get sick, my grandparents get sick on the other side. And I just, as I was growing up and eating all this processed food, not knowing better about lifestyle and health going hand in hand, I started to see changes in me after puberty. I started to gain weight. I was feeling bloated, lethargic. My hair was falling out. My eyes were clouded because obviously my brain was cloudy. And here I was in high school. So I decided before I was going to go away to college that I was going to get out of that processed food situation. And I was really quick going to try to get on the health road. So I did those like protein shake diets, which helped me lose 20 pounds pretty quickly. So when I went off to school, I was able to attract the things I want, mainly a boyfriend, but also I was able to relate lifestyle to the way I ate, and I added exercise to my life for the first time once I was in college. I started playing tennis, I started lifting weights. I started to see a physical change, a mental change, an overall feel-good change, having a really strong immune system, not getting sick when all of my roommates and friends were going down for the count. So that was my start into, and I also, when I studied, I was a theater major, so I have a degree in theater, but I was a minor in family studies and consumer sciences, and I was very interested in raising a family healthy because I watched my family go down for the count. My youngest sister was sick with juvenile diabetes, and my mom was sick because she was really living on prescription medication, maybe drinking too much because she was stressed from all the kids. I don't know. But I did realize really quick that lifestyle played a part in wellness. So I decided I would become a vegetarian in college. And I did. I've changed diet lifestyle since, but I have to say that was my jump start. Fast forward, I got into the film industry in a very high power producer job for the better part of 30 years, but I had this side hustle of health and wellness. I also wanted my family not to go down the rabbit hole of poor health the way I saw when I was growing up. So I decided I was going to do this from the get-go. I was going to breastfeed. I was going to have a natural childbirth. I was going to give my kids the best start to life. And subsequently, I did that and sort of changed the legacy or directory of my family's situation. And I started teaching spin in the 90s, 96, when it was just becoming very popular. And that led me to become a personal trainer. And that continued to be a side hustle. I continued to raise a family and I continued to produce. And then fast forward 10 years ago, I went through a pretty contentious divorce, which was very high stress. And we were in the business together and he sort of went with the business. I went with the social life and I did a pivot in my late 50s and changed my career and went back to school, became a certified health coach in four modalities and took my business full time online. And now this is where I sit to educate myself and help others in that field.
Yeah, you've had some kind of journey. It's impressive. What does quality healthcare mean to you?
Well, it can mean a lot of things, but as a health coach, it means to me that I think taking a holistic overall wellness look at the individual and seeing where they are at and what their needs are, but making it affordable to them as well, so they don't have a fear of seeking the help they need. So quality to me is starting that with the, it's not a one size fits all situation. We're all different. We all assimilate our food different. We all need different supplements. We all have different legacies and backgrounds, conditions and constitutions. And I think a healthcare professional needs to see that from the get-go and that, that we work together to create quality from all ends of what that individual needs and not just give it a prescription and walk away.
Got it. Can you give me an example of quality healthcare?
So I think the best way to give you an example is to tell you about a client of mine who went to her doctor for her routine checkup to her general practitioner, and her numbers weren't so good. So she had high LDL, the bad, the lousy cholesterol. And her doctor said to her, if you don't get this down in 3 months, you're going to go on medication. So she sought me out through a family member who I was already working with, and we had a goal. And so what we did was we worked towards staying away. I individually worked with her and her needs. I found out what her history was like, what her relationship to food was like, what her self-care was like, all the things that we need to consider as wellness, as overall wellness. And we worked together. We're still working together in both the fitness end of it and in the diet and overall self-care end of it. And as a result, her numbers are down and no medication. So that's me working and giving the time and energy that she deserves as a patient, as a client, to get to the nitty gritty and work with her individually on what was working and what wasn't working.
Yeah. So it sounds like you're talking about, and I think I'll just reiterate what you said. You were looking at family history. You were looking at her relationship with food and then, the other aspects of her life that all are related to what's going on in the way that, in how she handles food and then how that impacts her cholesterol, and which sounds like you're looking at her as a whole individual from the aspect of it's not just what she eats. It's not just how she lives, but it's also taking into account, kind of where she came from with her genetics as well.
Yes.
What do you wish people understood about your role in healthcare?
Well, I think health coaching is on the rise, but I don't think people know really what a health coach is and what we do. We're not doctors. Some of us are. Some of us are health coaches and functional medicine doctors. Some of us are a regular general practitioner. Some of us are dietitians. We're here to work with your medical team, right? So what I want people to know is that the thing about health coaching is we take the time that a doctor, general practitioner, even a functional medicine doctor may not do. I might send you to a functional medicine doctor to get blood work and other tests done, to see where your numbers are, to see, you know, what supplements you're lacking, what vitamins and minerals you may be needing, and the nutrients that we need to catch up on. But other than that, I take the time to work with you to do just what we were saying. Those individual lifestyle changes that give you longevity with quality, those kinds of things that we're going to ward off any kinds of medications or illnesses, because a lot of time if you go on medication for an ailment, you're going to cause, it's a vicious circle of going down a spiral of bad health. So my job as a health coach is to be preventative. And to look at you holistically and individually. I think self-care is healthcare.
That's a very interesting statement that you just made there. Self-care is healthcare. I also think I'd like to hear you expand a little bit on this, that a health coach is working as a part of the medical team, not to supplant, but to supplement. Is that right?
Well, yes and no. So I think we can be both. So we can be preventative from the get-go. You can have, let's say you want to lose 10 pounds and you don't want to go on a fad diet. You want to change lifestyle, but you don't need to go to the doctor. You don't have anything that's paining you or troubling you. So you come and work with a health coach, or you get in a health coaching group so you can make some subtle lifestyle changes that are small, sustainable changes over a period of time. We're basically changing habits to be preventative. But on the other spectrum is someone who was already sick, someone like my client who had some high numbers, who was sort of saying, you know, their general practitioner sent them off into the wild, wild west and said, figure it out for yourself. That's where we come in. And if more general practitioners worked with health coaches, with their patients that are coming to them that are on the brink or already ill, food can heal. Food is medicine. Medicine is food. Lifestyle, self-care is healthcare. We show them how, we lead the way that other practitioners don't have time to do.
Okay. What excites you about the future of healthcare?
Well, you know, I'm here in California. So I do think that we have a little bit, you know, sort of a grip on health and wellness here that some other parts of the country may not have. And what excites me is that health coaches are on the rise and that healthcare is becoming more affordable for all. And that, you know, that I even think for what I do becomes sort of a luxury for people to work with somebody. They don't want to spend the time or the money on taking care and figuring out what self-care means to them. But if you start here, you have longevity with quality. So I just think they're, you know, what excites me is the awareness, the overall awareness that has come, and that people are willing not to put a Band-Aid on it anymore, but to change lifestyle for longevity, to age young, to feel good, quality of life, huge, I think. And that excites me.
Okay. You keep talking about it. You mention a word, and it's lifestyle and lifestyle change. How much do you see where people are used to going on a diet where you change your eating habits for a short period of time to lose a certain amount of weight, and then when you're done the diet, you generally gain all the weight back because you've only done short-term change. Talk to me about the difference between a diet and a lifestyle change, if you don't mind.
Okay, well, you kind of said it, you know. So diets don't work. Lifestyle diet intake of food is what works. And the reason being is for what you just said, is that you're going to, usually what people do is they gain all the weight back and then some because they feel deprived. And the idea is the mindset. You know, there is a big, huge gut mind, as you know, because I know you interviewed people that work in with psychology and people that have drug abuse and things like that. Everything sort of starts from the gut, and it feeds all our systems, including our brain, our main, you know. So what we want to do is kind of reprogram. If you grew up like I did as a processed kid, then you obviously have that lifestyle of eating fast food, not eating nutritious food, not taking care of yourself. And then I decide I want to get in a size 2 dress for a function, and I go on a quick diet. Well, it's a quick fix and it's not sustainable. So to be sustainable, we have to change bad habits. And that comes what I was saying earlier, small action steps that you take over a period of time so they become new habits, which are good habits. So whether you decide you want to be plant-based for the rest of your life, you want intermittent fasting, you know what we've seen in the world that we know works, the components of a Mediterranean diet. So, and that lifestyle. So when we talk about lifestyle, we're talking about all the things that feed us in addition to the food on our plate. When we look at the 5 blue zones in the world, that's where where people live the longest, in their 90s and 100s, with longevity, with quality. So meaning that they're not having caretaking into their later years because they have ailments, but they have a full life. And we're talking about all these things that have to come together in your lifestyle. So your sleep, diet, and exercise are the 3 top, but then you have your career, your finances, your social life, your spirituality, you have your creativity, your family and home environment. All those things you have to look at as one big whole picture, and you have to bring them to a balanced level. If any one of them is down, like for instance, if you are having trouble with finances, you might start eating your problems, and then all of a sudden all these other things start clearing up as well. You're not sleeping, you're not exercising anymore. All these things rear their ugly head. So what we try to do as health coaches is give people a lifestyle, gradual changes for the positive that make them feel not deprived of anything in their life, because the things that were harming them were not necessarily the things that are going to bring them joy.
Got it. What is one thing medical professionals can start doing today to improve the quality of healthcare?
Well, from my standpoint and my point of view is start looking at the individual as a not one size fits all. Take a holistic overall wellness approach, connect with someone like me who can help them understand that food can heal and food can harm, and that anybody through just changing your food can really change your lifestyle. Because once you start feeling better, you want to do better. And so I think any professional in the health field should not be thinking about profits that they can get from selling certain medications for diagnosing certain ailments, but to think about trying to heal and cure what the situation is, not putting a Band-Aid or quick fix. I think that's where we should be going.
It is very well stated, and I appreciate you sharing that. Listen, Debbie, thank you so much for being with me today. I appreciate your openness and your willingness to share. And I will say, Debbie Carlin Boyle, thank you very much for sharing your perspective on healthcare.
Thanks for listening to Perspectives on Healthcare. Visit perspectivesonhealthcare.com to learn more about Rob Oliver or to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If this podcast was valuable, we'd appreciate a review on iTunes. Or if you tell a friend or coworker about the show, that would be helpful too. Join us again next time for more Perspectives on Healthcare.